She got a telegram from whatever society runs the award. It was from, I remember seeing the telegram itself, and at the bottom it said, Sister Sarah Mooney has received the Padma Shri Award for, I think it was social work or education, and there was a massive celebration. Everyone was really happy because it's such a prestigious award, and I think in the history of the award, only two people have ever, two non-Indians have received it, Nelson Mandela and Sister Sarah Mooney. But I remember the morning she got it, she held a big assembly with all the girls in the school, and all gathered under this one roof, and they all applauded and screamed, and that was amazing.
And what is it that, what work does she do out there? What was it that was so particular about her work that won this award?
She most definitely earned the award. I mean, she's, I think this year is the 50th year she's been living in, she's been living in India, and over the 50 years she's accomplished so much. She set up Loreto Cialda, then she set up the Rainbow Program, which is, takes, she goes out in the street and she offers children who live on the street or children who work the stalls for pennies a day, she offers them a place in her school to come in and be educated and clothes, and then if they want to, they can continue on with a proper education. I think, her work has changed literally thousands of lives, and I think that we deserve the award.
And how about your own outlook? I mean, you saw this very unjust system out in Kolkata. I mean, has that changed your outlook or given you any different ideas about your plans for the future?
You can see stuff like that, and it never really leaves you. I remember in the article I wrote for the Irish Times, there was a little anecdote I wrote. A few of my friends were coming back from church on Sunday morning, and they saw, they see the normal beggars and people on the side of the street, and they saw this one woman sitting on the side of the road, and she saw white people approaching, and so, maybe I could do some begging. And she lifted up her sari, and there was a newborn baby underneath, umbilical cords still attached, and two of my friends were really quite distraught at that image. It can really stick. It can stick with you, stuff like that, and that can help change decisions you make in the future.
I mean, that's quite incredible, isn't it? That somebody would be in that kind of extreme that they'd still be on the street with a baby that they'd just given birth to. Yeah. How, when you come back, I mean, were you kind of driving everybody mad with saying, well, do you really need those extra things, or do you really need all that money? I mean, did you look at your own culture in a new light when you came back?
You could say that. I mean, the first week back, I was telling you, the first week back when, whenever I was in the shops or whenever I was, in the shops and looking at the prices, I mean, that could get you, three times that on the streets of Calcutta. I really did try to, the things I saw, the things I learned on the trip, try to affect my life, try to help me see things differently, when I got back.
And you also wrote in your article too, you'd been told not to look at the poverty, but to look at the dignity of the people. I mean, did you see a lot of that out there? Did you see a lot of people maintaining their dignity despite the economic circumstances that they were living in?
Yeah, that's right. I was told to, when I'm out there on the streets, to see the dignity behind the poverty, behind the struggle. And I kept that in mind when I was over there, and it really, it does, if you think about it that way, things seem fair. Like, you see people in India. I saw one little man, and he was wearing, just a bit of rag around his waist, or like a skirt, but he had a little broom. It was just branches tied together, and he kept this little 2 or 3 meters square of pavement that must have been his, but he kept it perfectly clean. Like, it was almost nothing, no litter, no dust, nothing. It was perfectly clean, and I think, he must have tried to really.
He obviously had pride in his own little patch, even though it was very small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course you can see that in other places as well. There were a lot of shanty towns. There were, especially all along the railway lines. For some reason, there were shanty towns, and people, you know, they make houses out of bits of debris, bits of rubbish, and you know, it really does go to show that the humans have an endless capacity to survive and cope. And also, you know, Indian children over here, you know, if an Irish child falls and scrapes his knee, you know, they start crying or whatever. But Indian children, if they fall or if they get hurt, you know, they don't cry because there's no one to complain to, because everyone's kind of in the same boat. Everyone's experiencing the same things in the streets, and you know that's something that can only really be seen, to be believed.